talk to him.
Gotcha.
Before the media gets to him.
All right. Pre-game with Tito in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the KeyBank Ask the Manager show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. And Terry, a lot of news to get to today, but let's first take a look back at yesterday. One of those games that I'm going to guess there was a lot to like from your perspective about your team yesterday.
I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, yesterday was, a losable game. You know, you're playing the Tigers, and they're kind of systematically, you know, they're going about their business, scoring a run, getting 2-out hits, things that good teams do. And then we fought back. And because Carlos, after gave up the 3, hung in there, and then our bullpen came in and did a great job, the runs we scored were meaningful. And we had some really good at-bats. I mean, you know, they brought in a lefty to face our lefties, and all 3 of our lefties had really good at-bats. And just, you know, we could have probably had more. I mean, J.D. Martinez makes a great grab in right field that robs Mossy. But we kept pushing. And we had to because they were pushing back. When the Tigers are – you know, like when you see them invested in a game, like they're a handful, and we know it. And as we saw yesterday, it goes right down to the last swing of the game.
And you mentioned before the game, the key with Verlander is making him work. He pitched well, left with a lead, but left after 5 innings.
And a lot of times, if you can get the pitcher out before they want them to, you know, you got a chance to get into the bullpen. And again, some of these bullpens are pretty good. But yesterday was one of the days where we were able to nick up their bullpen a little bit. And, you know, you can't mix and match as much as you want to when you got to get 4 innings out of your bullpen. So I thought Verlander pitched really well. I just thought we did a good job of making him work.
And the play at the end of the game, it's all said and done. It seems simple, double play. That was not an easy turn, was it?
No, that was actually about perfect. We had, you know, we're in a bind there. And we played the infield halfway. So if we get a ball that's maybe hit like that, but not turnable. Like, if that ball doesn't take Mikey to the bag like it did, we can go to the plate because Cabrera's a third. And the one thing he doesn't do is run great. But Mikey has the presence of mind to take it by himself and complete the double play. And, wow, what a sigh of relief because, you know, you play that long, that hard, you don't want to tie a game and go extra innings. We need to win that game.
All right, moving on to today. The big news, Francisco Lindor comes up from AAA Columbus, Indians' top prospect. Why is today the right time for him?
Well, couple things. One is I had spent a bunch of time yesterday with Swish. Swish had got his left knee injected the other day, last 2 days when he missed in Cleveland. And, you know, we didn't say anything about it. We just said he was resting. Then he played the other night, and it just didn't, you know, go as well as any of us wanted to. So we sat down again and talked about it again, and we thought, okay, what's the best way to go to get you back to being who you can be? And we talked several times and for a long time, and it was good. It was his a lot of his opinions and his thoughts, which I appreciate a lot, in mine and the trainers, and I think we came to the conclusion that with this swelling and soreness, we got to get him better because it's not working, you know, right now. And it's not an indictment on his work ethic. I mean, this kid has gone out, and I told him that about 6 times. I said, Swish, I got to watch you all spring, how hard you worked and how hard you're working now. This is not about that. This kid, I'm proud of that. We just got to get him back to where he can be himself a little bit more, and I think we're all hoping this 2 weeks can really help.
And with Lindor coming up, he'll take that place in on the roster. Coming up to be the shortstop, or is there – a growing period for him at the major league level first?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a growing period, as there are for every player. You know, we'll let Mikey play short today, and I think we have a good situation where we have 2 young kids in the middle, but we have Mikey there to kind of not only mentor them, but to play some too, but to be a benefit to them. And I think that's also huge. And I'll spend some time talking to Mike this morning because I think he understands how important some of those things are and his responsibilities to our team. But again, we didn't know this was going to happen. So now that he's here, though, we certainly want him to play at least the majority of the time.
And what did you like about him, what you saw in spring training and reports you've had from Columbus?
Well, in spring training, you know, you can see the obvious tools and the talent and the kid, actually. But you don't want to base your decisions on spring training because you can make some mistakes, good and bad. You let the season dictate. And like a lot of young players, I think he started out making some mistakes and started to clean those up. And then when he started swinging the bat, things started to come together. And that's what happens so many times with guys in the minor leagues. They get a chance in the minor leagues to get their game going, but if you start them in the big leagues, they can get overwhelmed. I mean, we saw it with Lonnie, we saw it with Jose, you see it all over the league. So starting a guy in AAA makes sense so many times.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned, more to come after this on the Indians Radio Network. And on to the Manager's Minute in 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, Indians at Wrigley Field. It's been a rarity for the Tribe, and one of the great old ballparks. You managed in one at Fenway Park. Do you like these places?
I love these places. I think there's so much that's good about our game, and the fact that Major League Baseball's been able to keep Fenway and Wrigley, and I know Wrigley's made some renovations, I'm looking forward to seeing that, but still keeping that old style ballpark. I know Janet Marie Smith's been a big part of both those ballparks, and she does such a spectacular job of putting in new facilities so fans can enjoy that, but also keeping the old time feel. I think it's awesome.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Indians Radio Network.